Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Lamar Jackson met with the media yesterday for the first time since the playoff loss to the Buffalo Bills. Heartbreaking loss at that, no doubt about it. You know, once we really start to think about it, it'll sting a little bit more. But for Lamar Jackson, it's been stinging because he doesn't like to lose. And Lamar, is the team ready to bounce back and get over yet another postseason heartbreak?
Nah, because we still had a chance to win. You know, it's football. Everything not going to go our way, man. You know, before it was like, oh, you can't win a playoff game. No, we won a playoff game. We got to the AFC Championship 2 years ago. And we just fell short, like two games short this year. But we're going to bounce back. And when we come back, I feel like we're going to have vengeance on our mind.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he says all the right things, Bob, but they got to go do it. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, you know, I agree. You know, he said, hey, I threw interception and stuff, and, you know, we still had a chance to win at the end, and that's football. Yeah, it sounds like, was that Hyder or was that Massalita? That's just baseball. That's baseball. You know
right.
what I mean? That's
yeah, but we get that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, come on. You know, you're better than what you did, you know, and you got to find the way. Why do we keep making mistakes in the playoffs that we don't make during the regular season? That's what they got to figure out, because that's always the problem. They beat themselves, and during the regular season, very rarely beat themselves.
And there's one facet of the team that, you know, we can go back to the championship game 2 years ago against Kansas City. Defense, all right, gave up a couple of early TDs against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They didn't score again. Yep. Rest of the game. Ravens scored a touchdown on their first drive. Remember going for it on 4th and 7. Like, whoa, where's that coming from? Inside their own territory, Lamar got it. Then he throws the touchdown pass to Zay Flowers. They didn't score again. Not a touchdown. And then last year against the Bills, they marched down and score. And then the drops and the fumbles and, I mean, the rain, whatever. I mean, Buffalo was playing in the same conditions.
No doubt.
Josh Allen didn't even have, like, a monster game. Everything.
177 yards.
Just kind of let the circumstances control things, and they've lost in the playoffs as favorites few times, and that's something that's got to go away. They were underdogs against the Bills, but basically it was a pick'em game, if memory serves. So, yeah, like you said, they've got regular season wins, playoff wins, but the air quotes, big game. Because I truly believe they beat Kansas City. They beat Philly in the Super Bowl. They beat the Bills. I think they beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
I agree with you.
But, oh, same thing in 19. They beat Tennessee. They would have beat Kansas. It's that team. We're always talking about ifs, Vinny's, and not reality here.
And Bob, in two of those games, it was Mark Andrews. The 19 game was Mark Andrews. Remember, went off his hands?
Yeah, but he was on a sprained ankle, and that was a tough. The degree of difficulty was much greater than the one he dropped in the end zone last.
Yeah. The problem that I have with the Buffalo game is, you know, why it doesn't happen all year, why does it happen in the playoffs for Mark Andrews? I mean, if he just makes one of those two plays, either you catch it or you don't fumble it, you're still going to win the game. I mean, how does that happen? You know, I mean, that's football. I don't You know, I mean, you got to do the little things. Mark, you got to protect the football. You got to look the ball in. You know, do you lose concentration? I don't know. But you wouldn't – if you had to say, who do you think will fumble it and drop a pass in, you weren't going to say Mark Andrews.
Last guy.
Right.
One up.
Right. And that's kind of like what Lamar was saying too, you know. And Lamar, I mean, he had a plan, Bob, in that press conference yesterday because – he didn't even answer the question. He just went straight about Mark Andrews.
Well, let's get back to said press conference. And we've been saying this team's awesome and they're great. Maybe the best Ravens team on paper of all time. What do you think there, Lamar? Even better than last year?
We was pretty good last year. But I always tell you guys, the sky's the limit. You know, we never know until we're out there. And I believe we'll be a lot better this year as well.
Well, I think you'll be a lot better this year too. But, you know, offensively... You're top five in every offensive category other than penalty. Well, you were number one in penalties, you know. And then defensively, by the end of the year, one of the best defenses statistically in the league. So, and your kicker had made 20-some kicks in a row. So there was no excuses. You know, I mean, you play in cold weather, they play in cold weather. Your quarterback actually played better than it was all about Josh Allen, you know, and it wasn't. You know what they did? They stopped the run. They stopped the run in that game. You know, they controlled the run game.
Turnovers, bad. Lamar Jackson, and it's not like the Ravens turned the ball over a ton because he threw four picks for the entirety of the season. Now, defensively, they didn't force a lot, but that's a Zach Orr thing. But turnovers, the importance of them limiting
protecting the ball. You know, things like that. I felt like when we protected the ball, we had no problems moving the ball down the field. You know, first, second down, we get positive yards out of every play. You know, just the turnover. No turnovers, I feel like we win.
Yeah, the Mark Andrews fumble, like, bam, 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 look. Yeah. You know.
And look at the first Steelers game when Derrick Henry fumbled on the first drive.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And Bob, even, I mean, what makes the Mark Andrews one tough was – that was going to be a signature moment for Lamar Jackson. Two-minute drill, you know, go down, you win the game. You know, I mean, although there would have been probably a minute left and Josh Allen could have made...
More than a minute left.
Yeah, Josh Allen could have made his signature play there also. But it was something that people were concerned that Lamar couldn't do. Can he take them when they're losing with 2 minutes to go in the game? And he did it. Walked him right, bam, bam, walked him right down the field. And then it's like, man, you know.
Overcoming double-digit deficits, which they did a few times during the regular season. News from the Nest. Not only do we have time to hear Lamar talk about Mark Andrews. Well, let's do that. How about them weapons, Lamar?
We had weapons last year, but got D-Hop, a new addition. And our guys ready, man. Got Bate with a new contract. Got Lizzie. Got Likely. Got Mark. Mandrews. Can't forget my guy, man. My guy's. I got to get on Mandrews real quick. That guy's different, man, you know, because I've been seeing my guy be getting talked about, and I really don't like that because, he's done so much for us. I'm off topic right here, but he's done so much for us, and how people did him, you know, I just don't like that because Mark's still Mark, you know, Mandrews.
Yeah, I think that's, if I'm Mark Andrews, I'm feeling pretty good after hearing my quarterback talk like that, you know, but did he deserve to be picked on? Yeah, I kind of think so.
Yeah, worst game of his career.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, he catches that ball. And then he blamed the wet gloves. That was kind of – just
that was, what,
up.
4 months later?
Yeah, just to, you know.
But then, you know, he just did a lot of things wrong at Mark did after that game. You know, like all these Oriole pitchers, you know, like Rodgers, he gets blown out, you know, after – and he talks to the media right away, you know. And it was – but, Mark, you're hiding. You know, I mean, that was a bad look.
Yeah, and we all knew he felt like crap, worse than anyone walking the face of the planet. We just wanted him to admit it. When we come back, it's buy or sell. Where's the money? Hopefully we got some midweek. And then Jim Hunter, talk about the Orioles. They win last night 5-1, back at it 7:35. And, you know, a lot of positive things trending upwards for the Orioles here in the month of June. Individual achievement, and right now a lot of team achievement going.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pretty good.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, the Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Anything you want to hear, favorite female artist and band, send a request. Lots for text line 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. We'll hear from Quick Draw in a few minutes when we get to the Fun House. A lot going on in sports, as we've discussed, and as you know, because you're a sports fan, that's why you're listening. Before we get to all of that, let's count some money, though. I'm a little biased.
Well, Bob, I guess the things that have made it green, it said Donald Trump told reporters today outside the White House that the Iranians had reached out and signaled that they would send a delegation to Washington for negotiations. So the Dow is up 152. The S&P is up 22. NASDAQ is up 100. DraftKings is up 88 cents. Under Armour's down 4 cents.
Sports topics today begin in the NBA, where the Grizzlies traded away Desmond Bane, a move that raised some eyebrows for a few reasons. To start, why would a contending team willingly give up one of its core players? But from the other side of it, looking at the trade package they received, a couple players, 4 first-round picks. Well, it's hard to say no to a package like that. Some are wondering if Memphis may be heading towards a rebuild, a retool, whatever term you want to use. Jaren Jackson set to become a free agent after next season. Some concerns over whether or not they could afford him. Of course, Ja Morant's still the guy, but his career taking a few twists and turns since his fast rise to stardom. Bob, are you buying or selling that the Bane trade is just step one of a reshaping here by Memphis?
I'll buy it, but not a colossal reshaping. I mean, the core guys are still going to be Jackson and obviously Ja Morant. And those 4 picks will come in handy, and they're non-protected picks too, right? Only if I'm not mistaken. So, no, I don't think they're rebuilding. They see the balance of power. And, you know, that's a nice dynamic duo. You get that third piece, which I guess Bane was. You can get in there and compete a little bit for Orlando. Why the hell would they give 4 first-round picks away? Well, you got Banchero, stud. You got Franz Wagner, Mo's brother, stud. Jalen Suggs can ever stay healthy. Stud-like potential. By the way, he revealed to the world that him and Halliburton are cousins.
Oh, yeah?
Because nobody knew. Huh. And everyone was floored by it. I don't know. Whatever. But Jalen Suggs, now there's talk who's going to be the number one pick, him or Cade Cunningham way back when. Detroit made the right pick. But Suggs gets hurt all the time, and he was really playing well before the injury. And now Bane's added to that mix. Orlando, like we were talking about yesterday, Nolan, Eastern Conference, like, hey, insert new rising team here. Maybe it's them. They made the postseason. But to answer your question in a long-winded way, I'm buying that it's a retooling, but I'm selling it's a rebuild.
Over to the NFL, the Steelers made a change at running back by moving on from Najee Harris. They did add someone in the draft, Caleb Johnson, a mid-round pick. Signed Kenneth Gainwell as well. He'll join the mix as a depth piece. But it will likely be Jaylen Warren carrying the biggest load. He worked behind Harris these past few years, was a complimentary piece, but actually pretty damn good results. A career 4.8 yards per carry, also the ability to do damage in the pass game as well. Only blemish for him last year, missed a few games with a nagging hamstring injury. Buy or sell, Vinny, Warren is in line for a true breakout season, 1,000 yards, 8 to 10 touchdowns.
I'll buy that because why? Because they want to run it. You know, with Arthur Smith, you know, and you got a 41-year-old quarterback, they want to run the football, and I think they'll run with multiple guys, but I think he's going to get the load.
Over to baseball, Zach Wheeler, been as consistent as any pitcher in the sport during his time with the Phillies, but he even admitted recently that, well, Father Time, always undefeated, And he's actually calling it right now. He plans to retire after the end of the 2027 season when his current contract runs out.
Damn.
Shouldn't be that big of a surprise. He'll be 37 years old at the time, so getting up there. But given how well he's been performing, and again, how consistent he's been over a really long span, it's not like he's slowing down. It's not like he's going to be phased out because he can't do it anymore. He could go out on top. Already finished second in Cy Young voting twice in his career. Right now has the second best odds in the NL behind Paul Skeens. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that Wheeler would actually walk away even if he's still delivering close to his prime?
I'm going to sell it. And he might right now in his heart want to tap out. And if the Phillies could win the World Series in the next couple of years, that might even accelerate retirement. But you look at the Max Scherzers and the Verlanders, and they just can't walk away. I mean, these guys could have retired years ago, overcoming it. I mean, Scherzer hasn't pitched since opening series against the Orioles. And there's always that money aspect of it. Hey, you want to give me $30 mil? To, right. Yeah, all right, I'm 41. Hey, Charlie Morton, come on down. So I'm selling it. And if he's still performing well, then he'll be in high demand. And so, nah, I don't see it.
Let's see. Last topic today, the Chiefs. They went 15-2 last year. Not flashy at all. Patrick Mahomes turning in stats far below previous career normalities for him. 3,900 yards, 26 touchdowns. That's about 1,000 yards shy, 10 to 15 touchdowns less than what he turned in for his MVP seasons. Now, excuses, reasons, whatever you want to call it, a lot of people will point their finger at a banged up wide receiver core. An aging tight end didn't help either. But now that everyone's back to full health, Rashee Rice, key part of that wide receiver core, he says the explosive results, they'll be coming. Buy or sell, Vinny, there's enough here in this KC offense right now for Mahomes to finish with MVP stats again.
I'm going to sell it just because I'm going to say the thing that kills them is like all the receivers are healthy now, but some of them got issues off the field. Are they going to be there, not be there? Plus the O-line, you know, was not great. He was running for his life, and Kelce lost 25 pounds, but he is a year older. So I'm going to sell it.
So I feel like Mahomes is almost like getting to that Brady territory where he just doesn't care about stats. Just know, all right, get me to January. Doesn't matter. I don't care how good or how many checkdowns I have to throw. I'm just winning by any means.
Yeah, rings are rings, and you start adding legacies. But they did a thing on NFL Network last week, Good Morning Football. I can't remember the player, so I apologize. Top five arms in the NFL. And it was three either current or former players. Joe Milton was number one on every, or two of the three. Josh Allen was number one on the other one. Mahomes wasn't in the top five in any of their lists. 5 years ago, we're talking about him maybe having the best arm in the history of the National Football League. So I'm thinking that's been screenshotted somewhere. The best throw he made all season was they were hitting through the touchdown in the Super Bowl when they were getting blown out.
Yeah.
That post pattern, like 65 on a dime in the air. Yeah, I'm thinking he'd like to put another 45 touchdowner up there in 5K yardage-wise. And, you know, you got the coach to do it. But as you just mentioned, Nolan and Vinny, do they have the tools?
I'll say this, Nolan. I'll bet you, let's say, just for example, let's say Lamar gets $62 million. And Mahomes has this same kind of stats as he had this past year. Mahomes is still going to get more than Lamar. And Lamar wins the MVP again. Mahomes is still going to get more than Lamar.
Mahomes is in the Hall of Fame now.
Yes. Yes.
He's staring at the sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's about to walk through the door. Mahomes is already in there. He's chasing Brady in regards to who's going to be considered the greatest of all time when it's all said and done. Now, this Orioles team isn't the greatest Orioles team of all time, but can they be a surprising team in the second half of the season as they're off to a very good June? Jim Hunter talks about the win last night, the rest of the week against the Rays, and then at the Yankees, who can't score all of a sudden. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, NFL Lunch, and then Vinny's off to one winning drive. John Harbaugh is going to talk to the media, and then the American League East report. We'll look at the scores and the standings and all of that, and then Sis Boom Baca, Chris Boom Baca, that is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Talks about NFL with him. John Harbaugh and others will meet with said media and all sorts of fun in the 1 o'clock hour on top of that. But joining us now to talk about the Birds of Baltimore having a really good month of June, including the win last night, 5-1 over the Rays. He's longtime voice of the Orioles. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Wednesday, Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there, man. Appreciate the time, as always. Before we talk about last night's win, the month of June so far, Trevor Rogers is going to get the ball tonight as the Orioles, you know, filling this Wednesday hole. Kate Povich won on the IL after Sunday's game, so he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. It looks like if you were setting an expectation level, Jim, for Rogers tonight, and I guess you are because I'm going to ask you to, what would it be? I mean, he wasn't all that great in the minors, was great at Fenway a month or so ago, but what would you want to see from him in a perfect game? Obviously, is the best case scenario.
Well, I think what you're looking at with Rogers tonight is just keep the team in the game. You know, Tampa Bay was shut down last night. Dean Kramer allowed only one run, which was good because they were one of the hottest hitting teams in baseball. So Rogers really needs to do the same thing tonight. Not necessarily hold on the one run, but keep the Orioles in the game. The bullpen has been so good as of late that if they have a lead when the bullpen comes into the game, you got to feel good about it. So that's my expectations for him tonight, is just go on out, pitch well enough to keep the team in the game, and if you get the W, so be it. But the team win is much more important.
Now, we were talking about Coby Mayo here, who's rode the pines the last couple of nights against the Rays because they've been, you know, they're righty-heavy in the rotation. Taj Bradley's on the hill tonight, another right-hander. But since he's been showing a pulse, signs of life, hitting the ball, he roped that double against the Angels in the sweep on Sunday. Would it be prudent for Tony Manziolino, when you put the lineup together, to maybe get him some swings in here tonight and definitely by tomorrow?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, you know me, Bob. I'm one that feels that if you have a top prospect on your club, he's got to play every day. Finally, they're playing Jackson Holliday almost every day. They gave him a day off over the weekend on Sunday against the Angels. But these guys need to play. They're not going to improve if they're sitting on the bench. They need to see major league pitching. And I would hope that he would be in the lineup tonight. You know, it doesn't matter to Coby Mayo whether there's a righty or a lefty on the mound, because he's a good hitter. And I just don't understand why the last two nights. I mean, you know, two nights ago they wanted Arias to play, and with Mayo playing mostly at first base, Ryan O'Hearn has played first base in the first two games in this series. So, you know, I just don't understand it. I mean, why bring a guy up if you're not going to play him?
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, it's Vinny Haney, Woman Crush Wednesday. Outfield defense. And we're not going to pick on Jorge Mateo because he's hurt right now. Or Keston Hestad-Kerstad, who hurt him and now back on the farm trying to get it together. But when we were talking about them in the outfield, Jim, it's like, oh, it's Bad News Bears. A bunch of Timmy Lupuses running around out there for Buttermaker. How much better with health and with Carlson and Laureano, how much better are they with the gloves in the outfield today than they were just 3 weeks ago?
Oh, they're much better. I mean, that play Laureano made last night, a perfect throw to Gunnar Henderson, who, by the way, made an outstanding tag to get the runner trying to stretch a single into a double. And, again, when you have the guys playing most of the time, that's going to happen because you get reps and you get better at it. And I realize they let Mullins DH last night to keep him off the field. But Kowser is certainly capable of playing center field. And the more you play, the more reps you get. I think it goes a long way to helping you solidify your defense.
Hey, Jim, it seems like they're, you know, on the base pass and stuff, they're taking advantage of their athletic ability and their speed. They're running more. And Britton over there on third base, you know, he's reeling them around third base a lot. They're being very aggressive on the base pass.
Yeah, and that's good to see, Vinny, because they do have some team speed, so why not take advantage of it? And, you know, third base coaches are noticed when a guy gets thrown out at the plate, but if you don't try to score a run, you're not really doing your job. So I like what Buck Britton is doing, and I like what Manzolino is doing. I actually would like to see them try to steal more bases. They got one last night. There was one caught stealing. But I think they have overall team speed to be able to go out and do that.
Jim, the probably one of the most pleasant surprises in the bullpen, maybe Baker. I mean, last night he didn't throw a ball, but I mean, like he's become they're very confident in him when they put him out there, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely, Vinny. I mean, he's been a godsend for them because, as you mentioned, he attacks the strike zone. And when you throw strikes, you have a real good chance out of the bullpen to get guys out. Last night he was 8 for 8. I mean, threw 8 pitches, all 8 were strikes. So he has been somebody that they can rely on. He's best suited for the 8th inning, but he does have a couple of saves on days that Bautista was not available. So he has been a guy that has really fit in with this bullpen, which, as I said, has been pitching very well overall. No runs allowed last night in 4 innings.
He's Jim Hunter, powered by Verizon, every Wednesday here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, 1-1 with the Rays. Got 2 more of this one. Then you go to the Yankees. Can't score all of a sudden. What needs to happen the rest of this week so that we really go all full on Nolan McGraw saying that the Orioles are back when they return to Camden Yard?
Well, they got to keep it up at the plate. I mean, last night they scored 1 run in 5 different innings, and they ended up winning 5-1. They had 4 players with RBIs. Holiday, Henderson, and Kowser had an RBI each, and Laureano had 2. They got real good starting pitching. Dean Kramer pitched 5 innings, 1 run, and then the bullpen 4 scoreless. But it all starts at the plate. And as they showed on the homestand, where they had 11 or more hits in 3 of the 6 games, that's what they're going to have to do because Tampa Bay, they excel at pitching. They're an organization that really understands how to develop pitching. And if you can get to that pitching, you're going to have a good chance to win. And it would be nice to see them win tonight and then have a chance to win the series with a win tomorrow.
Jim Hunter, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. I'll see you next week down at Pickles Pub.
Thanks, Jim.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
You got it, Jim Hunter, everyone. We'll come back, take a quick trip through the fun house. Then NFL lunch, 1 o'clock, more Lamar. Get into this quarter-century team, if time permits. That Vinny's off to 1 winning drive to see the final mandatory minicamp practice. Last practice for the Ravens for about 6 weeks. John Harbaugh is going to talk to the media. Always fun to hear from him. American League East report coming up at 1:15. And then we'll talk NFL. Chris Boom Baca from USA Today here on The Fan.
Quick Draw's Funhouse, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
First text of the day comes to us from Earl in Catonsville, who says, I never lost confidence in the O's, but I had lost confidence in the roulette wheel lineups that were becoming a daily occurrence. A lot to be said for the consistency we're seeing there now. A couple of players being swapped out, but for the most part, everybody knows they're playing every day.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because we were whining about it. They went, what, 20-some, almost 30 straight games without the same lineup back-to-back. But it's easy to stabilize your lineup when your guys are healthy and you know who's going to hit the post. And as the Orioles wait for Tyler O'Neill whenever that is, to return. I mean, that guy's kind of fallen into the, now he's becoming maybe a bonus addition. If he can ever stick around healthy, bring some power to the middle of the lineup. But yeah, that revolving door stuff was getting stale. Where does Gary Sanchez fit in? A guy that was hot over the weekend. Haven't seen him in a couple of days. Don't want him behind the plate, I guess.
You talk about a guy who'd be sweating his butt off.
Hey, he's in 400-foot bombs. I don't care.
This one from Mike says, no excuse whatsoever for Mayo to be sitting out these past two games unless he was hurt. But I'm not buying that.
He wasn't.
This team has to go 55-35 just to win 86 games, which got the last wild card spot last year. It just isn't happening. Take the opportunity to play Mayo every chance you get.
Well, they have won four of their last five games, right? Including last night. So they are trending in a positive direction. But to your point, Texter, I don't know if you heard the show earlier, and we agree. Don't let that mold start to sit in. You know, that fresh bread still smells good. Get out there and let them hack away. And starting tonight, hopefully.
Over to the Ravens. This texter says, Ravens definitely have one of the strongest rosters in the NFL, but I would still like to see them shore up one of their outside corner positions. Awuzie just a little too injured for me, and Marlon much better in the slot. Do they need another outside guy?
My gut tells me right now they probably, you know, Jair Alexander, who Lamar is pushing for, you know, but right now they're playing Armour Davis. When Marlon goes on the inside, Armour Davis is on the outside, and backing him up is TJ Tampa. So not a ton of experience, you know, and then you got Wiggins on the other side and Kone, you know, on the other backup corner. So not a lot of experience. So to get an experienced guy, possibility.
And last text for now says, speaking of the Ravens' weaknesses for the 2025 season, I see the kicker as a weakness, at least at this point, not proven in the NFL. And if it isn't a strength, it's a weakness by this texter's definition. Also, the kicker, by his estimation, impacts anywhere from a third to two-thirds of each and every game. Are we going that far?
Yeah, I'm not going that far. You know, because his kickoffs will be spectacular because he got an extremely long leg. He's just, what he's got to do is make the kicks that you're supposed to make. Be perfect on PATs and then go 50% over 50 yards. And I think that would be okay.
Yeah, I think it might be more, and we keep talking about it, like game situation. You know, is he missing from 45 out in the first quarter? Or is he missing a 30-yarder to win it in overtime? Where, you know, I know the situation would say that that's a high-stress situation, but it should be makeable. You know, I don't know. It's so hard to pinpoint how this is going to go. It's all speculation. I mean, he's not even kicking in a simulated environment.
Didn't he miss one yesterday?
Yes, he did. First kick was wide right.
So is this stuff off the tee, or is this like
no,
full
field goals?
So full drill.
People, 11 on 11.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a crystal ball. Because if I did, I'd be a bazillionaire. But I think this might, barring an injury.
Yeah. Because last Thursday, missed four.
Yeah. This could be the story. You know, again, when are we going to know, or Randy Brown in particular, when is he going to know if the Ravens need to bring in a veteran kicker or not? We're still weeks away from that, I would assume.
Yeah, we're a couple training camp games, you know, preseason games away from that.
Well, put like the old Groucho Marx glasses with the nose and the mustache. Put Tucker in one of those and let him come out there. Give him number one or whatever. Hey, we've got a new guy. His name's Bustin Rucker.
Ideally, what you'd like is in those preseason games, have him have to make a kick to win it. Not like a regular game, but it would be in, you know, a situation like that.
When we come back, Vinny's going to talk about who stood out at first day of mandatory minicamp coming up in less than an hour. Well, about an hour now is day two. American League East report. And then Chris Boombacca, USA Today. Got Nolan's Funhouse. And then Inside Access takes over at two, followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Ahead of the Orioles and Rays, game three of this series at six.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.